Hello and welcome to our very first podcast for Let's Talk Relationships. This is a podcast for both couples and therapists who'd like to know more about how to build healthy and sustainable relationships together. I'm Trish Purnell-Webb. I'm a clinical psychologist and a certified Gottman Method couples therapist. I'm also a master trainer and consultant for the Gottman Institute. I'm here today with my very good friend and colleague, John Flanagan, and we're going to talk a little bit today about the model around Gottman Method couples therapy. John, introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Trish. Yeah, John Flanagan. I'm a mental health accredited social worker, certified Gottman therapist, master trainer and consultant. Been in practice since 2000, working with families and couples over a really long period of time. We established RAA probably, what, Trish, about 5 years ago?
Well, I think it's a bit long, maybe seven, maybe 2010.
It's gone so quickly.
It has.
Yeah. And our aim really was to spread the wonderful information, frameworks, concepts that have come out of John Gottman's research and Julie Gottman's therapeutic approach using Gottman methods. The purpose of Relationships Institute Australasia has been very much about developing a training platform to be able to bring Gottman therapy training and also couple workshops into Australia. And we've had some success in being able to do that, where we're delivering training in all states and territories. We occasionally wander across the ditch and train in New Zealand, and we're heading a little bit north as well, and we've done some training in Hong Kong, and hopefully we'll be venturing back there in 2020. So that's a little bit about us, Trish.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we often get asked is, when we talk about this idea of evidence-based therapy, what does that really mean? Well, in this case, and in all cases, in fact, when we talk about evidence-based approaches, what that means is that we're not just doing what we think will work in terms of helping people with problems, whether it's depression or anxiety, or in this case, relationships. What we're doing is we're using approaches where there's been a good body of research behind it that helps us to be very confident that what we say will help will actually help. And there's evidence to support that from research. In this case, John Gottman, who's the man who kind of started building this body of evidence, he started back in 1972 looking at what makes relationships succeed and what makes it fail. And over the years, he's had more than 3,000 couples come through his lab, and he's followed them up for decades and decades to see what are the things that make their relationship successful and what are the things that make them fail. And so we've got a really rich body of evidence to help us inform couples on what will work and what doesn't work. Yeah. And so in terms of the therapeutic approach, this means that when we first work with a couple, the first thing we have to do is kind of do an assessment to figure out how is their relationship traveling at the moment? Where are some of the little errors that they're making, and where can we add value to help them to learn some skills and get some greater understanding about what it takes to build a great relationship? Yeah. What do you think are the big take-home messages that, you often get couples to think about?
Many, but just picking up on the taking time to do assessment, there's no point racing, speeding to somewhere where you don't know where you're going. And an assessment really is a really respectful process in trying to understand the uniqueness of the couples, the individuals, and the issues that are occurring in the relationship. It's seriously the only way to do relationship work. I couldn't imagine not doing assessment and working with a couple.
I know. In the old days, we used to get a couple who would come in, and the first thing we would do is we'd find out a problem that they had, and we'd start talking about the problem and maybe problem solving with them. And we know from firsthand experience how that doesn't work. Helping people problem solve sounds really reasonable, but actually it doesn't work. And that assessment process that, you know, we've mentioned before, it is a vital part of it, taking time to really get to know a couple at a deeper level, not just in their relationship, but just as people, so that we can see through their eyes how they're experiencing the things that are happening in their relationship.
Yeah.
And that's how I think we can then help them understand each other, which is what leads to change in their relationship.
Indeed. You know, you asked before, Trish, about what are the take-home messages, and I think there are three. And in a relationship, it's about the quality of a friendship system. It's about the connection that occurs. Do they know each other? Do they like each other? Do they turn towards each other? Is there a positive perspective or positive sentiment in the relationship, or is it negative? Does their friendship system work? The other really important take home for couples is about the management of conflict. And we use the word deliberately, the management of conflict, not problem solving, as you were saying. We are not, as relationship therapists, master problem solvers. We want people not to avoid conflict. We want people to be able to have reasonable conversations. It's the how they have these conversations. And there's so much to know about conflict, right? Heaps.
Oh, it's never ending.
It's exactly. Never, yeah. Even between us.
That's true. Well, that, you know, luckily for us, we've had quite a bit of training these days. You know, it's nothing like trying to train other people to really understand and learn the concepts yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
And be able to put it into practice. I think the other area that I'm sure you were going to mention that I find is really valuable, and actually I was surprised when I started to figure out just how important that is. It's about the creating the shared stories of the relationship.
Yep.
The rituals of connection, you know, that connect them through time around those special moments, those meaningful moments. And maybe it's meaningful moments like having a really passionate kiss, or it's bigger meaningful moments like celebrating a special birthday, and you come back to it over and over and over again and talk about it and remind yourselves about how special that was and how that means something about your relationship. It's what helps us hang together over time in our relationship.
It's sort of like the narrative of the relationship, these essential rituals of connection that build predictability and stability in a relationship. You know, what some research is showing right now is that in a family that have lots of rituals, like a Sunday roast, every weekend they have their Sunday roast, what they're finding is that when the kids, you know, grow up and leave and then they have families, they bring their family back to be part of those rituals. Shared meaning, the storyline of the relationship, rituals of connection, so important.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that lots of little things, like lots of those little moments where I, you know, come to my partner and I'm curious about his day, or I thoughtfully think, oh, he's, you know, having a bit of stress at the moment, I might take him a cup of tea, or he does the same for me. And we make sure we meet each other on these rituals that we agree with. We prioritize, say, sitting down and having a chat at the end of the day, or we prioritize actually taking time out from our busy schedules to eat dinner together and let all that go and just enjoy each other's company. It's those little things every day that builds trust. You know, people often talk about how they can't trust in their relationship. And we often think when people say that, we're talking about big ticket items like infidelity or some kind of betrayal, or, you know, spending money inappropriately. But actually, trust is built by these tiny little things over and over and over again every day in our relationships.
Small things often in a relationship make such a big difference. Trust is similar. Trust is built up. Trust, commitment is built up. Through having your partner's back, by making positive comparisons of your partner to others. You know, relationships that are strong, they will frequently drive away from a dinner party and they will say things like, I am so glad I'm with you and not Brian. That is having your partner's back. That is a positive comparison.
Yeah.
And that builds commitment, you know. That old wedding vow of in sickness and in health, good times and in bad, well, that actually still holds water. It's about I'm with you in the good times, and when things, you know, become a bit of a struggle, I'm going to be there too, and I'm going to turn towards you and work through our challenges and our difficulties.
Yeah, I'm not willing to just settle to have a long relationship. I want to have a long relationship that we both enjoy, and I'm willing to do the hard work to make sure that happens.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I was talking a little bit before about the evidence, and there's a number of approaches that have evidence for it. You know, when I think about all that evidence, you know, of some of the other approaches, it doesn't mean that they certainly have something of value to offer as well, like emotion-focused therapy for couples, which we're both trained in as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things I think that makes me kind of lean more towards the Gottman method is that it provides such a great safe structure for both the therapist and couples. You know, I can't say how many therapists have said to me over time they were terrified of maybe doing couples therapy because it can feel really out of control. But once they found the structure of the Gottman model and some of those interventions, not only did they feel safer, but what they noticed was that their couples felt safer as well, that they could come to therapy and have something productive happening, that they weren't just coming to therapy and, you know, having a fight or having a go at each other, that the therapist provided safety and structure through using this model. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. I see it as Gottman therapy provides the handrails of relationship therapy. It provides what appears to be very simple interventions that are easily understandable to the couple, but within those handrails, within those interventions, there can be some, you know, incredibly deep emotional processing of, you know, of emotion in that. Gottman therapy, the structure of it provides you know, very clear guidelines about how to do the work, but it also allows for the creativity and the process-orientated therapy that counsellors can bring in.
Yeah, and one of the things I love is that, you know, as we go around the country and train therapists in this, that we consistently get reports not only from therapists themselves but also from couples who say, you know, I've seen this therapist and they've been doing Gottman therapy and this is the wonderful changes that we've had. You know, we're able to have really difficult conversations and for it to stay safe and for us to feel connected after we've had a kind of a fight rather than disconnected. And so bringing these tools and strategies to not just therapists but also couples, that's what's making change possible for many, many couples and families.
Yeah. When couples come to therapy, I think one of the standouts between Gottman therapy and other relationship therapies is that there is a range of tools and skills for couples to be able to take away with them and to implement that into their lives. Gottman has really focused on relapse prevention. He's really interested in how to make this therapy work and stick.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. I think that when couples can leave a therapy session feeling a bit more competent in managing the everyday things that happen in their life that can lead to arguments, that's a big win. Yeah. And while I really value a number of the approaches in some other modalities, I don't think the transferable skills are quite there the way they are with Gottman therapy.
Couldn't agree more.
It's all very well to come to therapy and feel good for an hour, but if you can't take that home and replicate it, it's not much help to us, really.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where Gottman has it hands down over other approaches.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is really important to note, though, is that for therapists, reading the book and attending training are two very different things. You know, for me, myself, I'd read lots about Gottman, but I didn't really understand how to use that material effectively to help couples process very, you know, deeply those old hurts, for example, or, you know, how their own sort of issues from childhood can play into their current relationship. Until I did the actual training, it kind of helped me break that down. And really, I had so many aha moments during that training that I wished I'd managed to get to the training a lot earlier than I did, because I was reading the books and reading the manuals. But without that practical application, it kind of wasn't really happening as deeply as it can now.
The training offers an interface between the participants and the trainer, where you're able to ask questions and to really explore. And as you progress through the training from level one, two, and three, it becomes far more practical, where participants are able to try on these frameworks, try on these interventions in practicum work. Yeah,
I know. It's amazing the learning that just keeps coming. Even after, I know we've had this conversation before, even after we'd done all three levels of training and we were feeling pretty confident about what we were doing, going through the certification process just really nailed it. And it was just little shifts, little tweaks and little tips that the consultant would give us that would just shift how powerful the intervention was, you know, just by these little shifts in understanding or approach.
Yeah.
So it is a really wonderful approach to learning how to work better with couples.
Yeah. And you're learning with, you know, master trainers, you know, from a range of different countries now.
That's right.
So, you know, the resource is here with the Gottman Method.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that I've really appreciated is for couples, not only the individual couple work that you can do with this approach, but the couples workshop, the Art and Science of Love, that weekend, even though it's not actually therapy, it's it is 2 days that's full of psychoeducation and skills development and practice. So while we might not be processing in those 2 days the deeper emotional issues in the relationship, couples always walk away from that 2 days with a huge range of new skills, that and they've got all the resources from the couples kit.
Yeah, and it's so a great kit. Yeah,
it's there for life, and they can go home and they can put it into practice over and over and over again.
So in day one in the Art and Science of Love program, we really focus in on the friendship system, really looking at each of the levels of the friendship system, how well they know each other, how they can improve fondness and admiration and turning towards each other, building emotional connection. We look at intimacy and physical connection. And then we, on day two, we really focus in on understanding how to more effectively manage conflict. And we talk a range of skills. And, you know, it's a great day, isn't it? Day two, they really can actually talk about some difficult topics in their relationship and really move through, you know, some areas of concern. And then, of course, at the end, we really talk about the meaning system, their shared meaning in their relationship, the legacy that they want to leave behind. It's it's a good 2 days.
It's a great 2 days. And I love that, you know, even when people come along and you know, we kind of make you kind of make this joke, John, I think, that at least half of you want to be here, because we do know that there are people in the room who've been dragged along by their partner for various reasons. But what I love is that on day two, when we get those evaluations back, without fail, even the people who were most reserved about coming will write how wonderful it was, how much they got out of it, what they're able to take home and put into action right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it really, you know, it makes our work really worthwhile when we see that kind of feedback.
It does.
And I think that that's a really good adjunct to some of the you know, the other therapeutic approaches that people can access through us, through other therapists around Australia, and particularly, you know, some of those intensive processes for couples that are really struggling with big issues in their relationship. You know, we do well, we call it marathon therapy, which is 2 full days of therapy with one couple. And, you know, in the couples that we've worked with, I'm sure you agree that they have had huge improvements in their relationship, even after affairs, even after major breakdowns, that 2 days of intense work can get them back on track pretty well.
The results, the results for marathon therapy speak for themselves.
Yeah.
There's a level of concentration and intensity that you just simply can't offer by doing weekly or fortnightly therapy.
Yeah.
And And it is really worthwhile.
It is, yeah. So I guess what we're saying is that, you know, our introduction to us and to our business is that we're really focused on improving relationships. We're really focused on improving relationship therapy across Australia and broader, you know, New Zealand, Asia, wherever we can go. And to do that, we're using a very strong evidence-based approach that continues to do research, that continues to get better. And we're advocating for couples, when you're looking for couples therapy, to really look for a therapist who's done some additional training in a particular area of evidence-based approach. And of course, we recommend Gottman, but emotion-focused therapy can be very useful too. And we're suggesting that engaging in a thorough assessment process so the therapist can really get to know you, really taking on and understanding the therapeutic model. So for example, in Gottman Therapy, it's called the Sound Relationship House, and there's plenty of resources on the internet where you can have a look at that and get some understanding about what that means. And then learning, not only doing therapy with someone who's skilled and who's done the training, but also looking at other resources. You know, there's Gottman videos, there's the Art and Science of Love Couples Workshop, there's books, there's a whole range of things that people can reach out and get help from simply by doing a simple search on Google.
Absolutely. And of course, we've got an excellent website that really lays out all the training that we're, you know, delivering from now for another 12 months. It has all the couple workshops, the Art and Science of Love workshop. It also has a Find a Therapist page, which is an excellent way of being able to find a Gottman-trained therapist as well.
All around Australia. There's some from New Zealand. There's even one lady in Bali on there. So you can find a therapist near you, hopefully.
And the webpage is?
That can be found at www.relationshipinstitute.com.au. Now, I hope you've enjoyed our first podcast. We are going to be following this up with regular podcasts from now on, where we'll be looking at different areas of relationship functioning. We'll be inviting some guest speakers along. And so every podcast will focus now on a particular area of relationship functioning to help increase understanding about what it takes to have great relationships. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks,
and everyone. We'll talk to you again soon.